So we want God to change stuff without changing us. And that's not how he does it. Are you surprisable? I was praying, God, what do I tell him? He said, tell him, stay surprisable. Stay surprisable. Keep some room in what you plan for your life, your kid's life, and for all the trajectory where if God wants to do something a little different, this is the lesson Peter learned. So by the time he's gotten to this point in his ministry, he's full of the Holy Spirit. He's seen the empty tomb. He's been restored when he left Jesus at the cross. He's no longer surprised at his own weakness, but he's confident in God's strength. He's no longer surprised by his own weakness, but he is confident in God's strength. Now, that's a whole turkey word for somebody. Stop being so surprised by your weakness. It's there. It's always going to be there. You are but dust, the King James says. You are nothing more than a breath and a vapor, but God's word is eternal and he lives in you. That's why Peter said, why are you looking at us? We didn't do it. We just accessed the power of one who could. Stay surprisable. Some of y'all, do y'all want the marriage seminar part? Stop thinking you completely know what your wife would and wouldn't want to do. You're so boring. You're so boring. You're no longer like, I mean, I'm telling you, man, like, I've been married a lot of years now. How many? It's coming up on 20. Yeah, 19 years.
What? Y'all are like, y'all, you're in trouble. You didn't remember how many years you've been married.
I'm up here saying a lot of stuff. She doesn't care. But when I tell you I've never loved being married to her more, I'm so glad I didn't confine her to the first version of what I thought I knew my wife was. Right. The first thing she told me at the North Greenville cafeteria that I remember is I would never want to marry a preacher. Surprise. Well, I'll never preach. I mean, I'll support you. She's good, right? She's good, right? She surprises herself. I caught her watching herself back preaching the other day. She said, oh, that's good. Have you surprised yourself lately? You've got to surprise yourself. Not only surprise your spouse, like, oh, I gave you 6 flowers instead of 4 this year. Not only that stuff, but some of you need to surprise yourself. Just do something that, even if it's small, that you didn't think you could do. I'm a night person. Go to bed. I'm a morning person. Sleep in. You know what I mean? Just like, wild and crazy. I'm shocking. I normally get it grilled. I'm going to get it fried. I'm full of surprises. I'm crazy. Right? I like to preach different ways. I like to write different songs. Somebody told me one time I wrote a song that had some rock in it, and they were like, oh, well, black people wouldn't like that. The person who told me was white. How do you know what black people will like and not like? Like there's one person. Stop telling me what somebody else would not want or like you figured out people. I told a man one time, I said, we couldn't have video campuses. And the only way my preaching works is if the people are in a room with me while I'm preaching. Surprise. One day I walked in and nobody was allowed to come to church a year ago. And all I had was a thing I didn't think I could do. Surprise. It worked. You might be surprised. But now, that sounds real cool when Peter's saying it in verse 12 to the leaders. This man gets up and walks, and he's like, why are you surprised? Why does this surprise you? Well, come on, Peter. When you first met Jesus and you caught fish, it freaked you out so bad you fell at his feet and said, go away, Lord, I'm a sinful man. When he said, I'm going to the cross, you said, never, Lord, that don't happen to you. When they actually arrested him, you were so surprised you went and cowered to a servant girl who said you were one of them. This is something that takes us a little time. And what happens, like, you get conditioned to certain things. And if you have enough of the negative or the dysfunctional things, you'll be surprised by the good. Now, I think that's helpful sometimes, right? Like, I think sometimes we ought to be more surprised and less entitled. When Rick Bowling first gave me a bonus check, he said, you're getting a Christmas bonus, the first church I worked at. I hugged him. I bear hugged him. The amount of money today, it was so small compared to what things are today, it wouldn't register like that. I wouldn't hug him. I'd be like, thanks, man. And what got me in the text, I just was reading this again. And when you come to the Bible with fresh eyes, it's amazing. God is wanting to surprise you in your Bible, in your life, in your relationships. He's the God of surprises. He's talking to a woman at the well. He's doing amazing things, feeding multitudes with little meager fish, Captain D's supplies, Long John Silver's supplies. He's surprising, but sometimes we're not surprisable. Because it said that the man, once he was able to walk, he went with them in the temple courts, verse 8, walking, jumping, and praising God. Say that, walking, jumping, praising God. It caused such a commotion that everybody was amazed that this man that they used to see sitting was now doing what? Walking, jumping, and praising God. Because he wasn't expecting to walk. There's a praise that comes out of somebody who hasn't learned yet to take God's gifts for granted. How many people went to the temple that day? Why weren't they jumping? Because when you've always been able to walk, when you've always had provision, when you've always had a roof over your head, when you've always been well fed, when you've always been taken care of, you stop being surprised by it. One of my friends said that you exchange appreciation for expectation. You start expecting people to do for you what they don't have to do for you. And that is very dangerous. So every time I preach, I'm kind of surprised that God actually uses me. And I think that's good. I don't ever want to get to the point where I'm like, well, I mean, I know my Bible. Of course God used me. I mean, whatever, I'm anointed. I'm appointed. No, I want to stay surprised. I want to stay surprised. Like every once in a while, I just want to take a deep breath and be like, oh, that was like a premium breath. I know you can't walk around all the time just praising God for every breath and being, skipping through Walmart and things like this. I'm not talking about being weird. Right? But there is a lesson in the fact that of everybody who walked into the temple that day, the one who had never walked before, his feet barely touched the ground. When you first got certain blessings from God, when you first started being used by God, when you first got on Elevation staff, your feet barely touched the ground. So once in a while, you gotta remember that it's a blessing just to be able to walk. I mean, it's a blessing just to see another day. It's a blessing just to survive. See, you will really understand this. You will really understand this if you ever went through a season where you thought you wouldn't make it. And if you haven't had that season, you won't understand. But if you had a season where you were living off of alms, where you were begging for something to make it to the next day, but he got you up, snatched you up, his mighty hand, his right hand, his hand of authority, if the name of Jesus came to you in your begging place, you know what it means to jump. You know why we call the church Elevation. You know why we praise him. You know why we smile with all of our teeth, clothed in our right mind, blessed to be in the number one more day. Stay amazed. Stay surprised. Jump every once in a while. Every once in a while. You don't have to jump everywhere, but every once in a while, just jump. Just jump. Just jump for joy. Every once in a while, just appreciate the fact that the lame will leap like a deer and that God did that for me. When you've always been able to walk, you can't really appreciate it because you stop being surprised. God wants to surprise you. He does this in strategic ways. And God is never more strategic than when you are most surprised. Peter had no plan to preach that day. And he preached a sermon so powerful because God planted somebody at the gate. Surprise. Surprise. Now, later in his life, he gives us a perspective in 1 Peter 4. He says that just like God surprises you with great gifts and opportunities, right? He said, dear friends, don't be surprised at the fiery trial. This is 1 Peter. This is the same guy. He kind of has this thing. He's like, why are you surprised that God is healing this man? This is what Jesus came to do. You should know it more than anyone. You recognize the man, but you didn't recognize the Messiah. So you are surprised when God actually shows up because it does not look like what you put on your list. Are you there right now in your life? He said, don't be surprised by the favor. Don't be surprised by the fire. Don't be surprised when God strengthens you. That's what he's there for. He gave you his spirit. Don't be surprised when you struggle. And above all else, don't let your struggle keep you from accessing your strength. Silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I give you. And his feet and ankles became strong. Because, Peter said, the same Jesus that you killed, the author of life, God raised from the dead. I like to imagine sometimes that the devil threw a big party after Jesus died and the sky grew black. The tetelestai, it is finished. He thought that Jesus gave up. I like to imagine what it was like Sunday morning. When he was standing there with the keys of death, hell, and the grave. Come on. Surprise. Surprise. I want you to stand up right where you are. And I want you to throw your arms out just like this. And tell the devil, surprise. Surprise. You hit me with your best shot. You formed every weapon against me. You thought you killed my confidence by having people reject me, but surprise. You thought I would die in the valley of the shadow of death. You thought I would curse God and die, but surprise. You thought it was going to be the end of me. You thought you picked my marriage apart. You thought you snatched my kid. You thought getting him on drugs would get me to stop praying for him, but surprise. Because it's about to backfire. Because the same man that sat there begging was the one that started a revival in Jerusalem. Surprise! Surprise. You're stronger than you thought you were. Surprise! Didn't kill you, made you better. Surprise! You weren't ready for it, but it's here. Surprise! And into the hands of the God of surprises, you have the opportunity now to place all of your uncertainty and all of your insecurity. God said, I want to surprise you. Every once in a while, when I get overwhelmed by too many choices, I'll tell Holly, or if it's a leadership thing, I'll tell one of my staff, just surprise me. I don't even want to choose. I don't know what to choose. It's just too many options. Just surprise me. Holly will say, you want this to eat or that to eat or the other to eat? I'll be like, just surprise me. I thought, what a great prayer to pray to God for all of us. Who have been surprised by life. If Peter and John, the most unlikely Kobe and Shaq combination in gospel history, can be interrupted on their way to prayer by a paralytic man who asked for money but got healing, to the point, remember this, in verse 11, after he jumped up and was healed, the Bible says that the man held on to Peter and John. And you're wondering, what's the point of holding on to them if your feet and ankles are strong enough to hold yourself up? It's because he wasn't ready for this. And you weren't either. And God knows that. So when you get to that place, you know, where you say, this is something I never saw myself doing. This is something I never saw myself dealing with. Just turn your palms to your Father like this and say, surprise me, God. And I want you to walk in the confidence this week like Peter learned to walk in. He didn't get it at first. We don't get it at first. But to know that when I'm most surprised, God is most strategic. Let's get this in our spirits. God said you need to have a surprisable spirit. You need to not get so cynical about things that you just write everything off and push everything away, and just in the name of being guarded, you miss God. So say this, God is most strategic when I am most surprised. So Lord, I'm praying today for those who are in a surprise me season. Not that they would like it, but maybe we need it. Maybe we need it. I'm not asking for something bad to happen to me or anybody else. I like the good surprises, God, and I want all of those. But even for the thing that I didn't ask you to do, like the man in this passage, help me to reach out and take hold of what you brought me. Surprise me, God. Surprise me with the facet of your goodness and provision I didn't see this week. Surprise me. Because I'm too overwhelmed. I don't know this way, that way. I don't know. We don't know anymore. The menu's too big. The world's too complicated. The inputs are too great. The noise is too loud. So surprise us. May we be filled with wonder and amazement. May people barely recognize us this time next year. May we leap for joy when we think about all of the things that you've done for us. God, some of us have been sitting at a gate so long, but you are trying to make us a gate for something that you want to release. Surprise us. Use us. God, would you use us to surprise somebody else? Somebody who wasn't expecting their day to be made. We come around this idea. Why are you surprised by this? We're not surprised by suffering, but we are expectant of glory. We are resurrection people. We give you praise in this moment. In Jesus' name. Hey, thank you for watching. Make sure you subscribe to this channel so you don't miss a single video or live stream. And share this video with a friend. And don't forget, you can join me live every Sunday. Thanks again for watching.